The death of the novelist Alan Sillitoe has been announced this lunchtime. He was 82. The hero of his first novel, Saturday Night and Sunday Morning, was, like him, a worker in a bicycle factory in Nottingham. He also wrote The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. Both were turned into successful films. His first success at the end of the 1950s led him to be described as one of the wave of angry young men, writers attempting to bring more realism to literature. It was a label he didn't much welcome, saying his work was simply a reflection of what he knew.
What I was doing was writing a novel which I knew, I thought when I started writing it, that I was saying something a little bit new, but not that much. I was simply writing out of my own experience and concocting this story. To me, it was simply a novel.
Well, the poet Ian McMillan is on the line now. Ian McMillan, was he being unduly modest, do you think?
I think he was, because I think he was a great prose stylist and a man who attempted to capture the majesty and drama of ordinary lives. He had a wonderful quote where he said, "The art of writing is to explain complications of the human soul with a simplicity that can be universally understood." And that's what he did in his great books like Saturday Night and Sunday Morning and Loneliness, the Long Distance Runner. The prose was simple, yet there was a real Midland sonority to it. And it made people like me who live in non-metropolitan places like Barnsley think, yes, if you can live in Barnsley and Nottingham, you can write about that place and you can give these ordinary people a kind of grandeur simply by writing down the way they talk and the way they think.
Is that what made him so striking, do you think, at the end of the 50s?
I think it was, because it was a great time in English literature, and people like him and Stan Barstow and John Brain and David Story and a bit later on Barry Hines gave it a different light and a different kind of England that before hadn't been very much written about, I don't think.
The novels and therefore the films are probably the thing he's best remembered for, but his writing was much wider than that and went on a lot longer.
It did. He was a working writer right up to the end of his life, which again gives you a great example. He didn't just rest on his laurels. He carried on writing over 50 books, lots of short stories. I think in the end maybe the short stories will be the things he's remembered for. He's got a huge fat collected short stories the size of a breeze block, which I would recommend to anybody.
And do you think that those stories, particularly those novels, are going to survive, or has Britain changed too much for them still to have any kind of resonance?
Well, Britain's changed a lot, so in one sense you can look at them as historical works, but I think people in Nottingham will still talk like the people in Saturday Night and Sunday Morning and still have the same dreams and the same ambitions. So I think they will last, they will carry on.
Ian McMillan, thanks very much. Ian McMillan there on Alan Sillitoe, who